What's up? It's time for some trivia. Hey dudes and dudettes, it's episode 204 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Rollins, and this week, we've got California trivia. It's big, it's beautiful, and it's chock full of history, geography, and a lot of pop culture. It's also where I was born and grew up, so I'm excited to share it with you. As always, it's three rounds of 10 questions each. I ask the question, you get a timer, then I'll give you the answer. If you need rules or scorecards, visit the show's website, dorkygeekynerdy.com. You'll also find transcripts of the show, as well as ways to help support DGN. That covers the basics, so let's get going with the Dorky Round. Number 1. What is the name of the region of Northern California that serves as a global center for technology and innovation? Silicon Valley. Number 2. What city hosted the 1932, 1984, and will host the 2028 Olympics? Los Angeles. It's also the only U.S. city to host the games 3 times. Number 3. What Star Trek series is set aboard a ship named after a city in California? Star Trek Lower Decks. The Cerritos and all her sister ships are named for towns in California. Number 4. What animal will you find on the California state flag? A bear, specifically a California grizzly bear. Number 5. Prior to 1848, California was part of what country? Mexico. Before that, it was a Spanish holding. Number 6. What city was devastated by a 7.9 earthquake on April 18th, 1906? San Francisco. Number 7. What action star from Alameda starred in various Fast and Furious films, Triple X, and currently voices Groot in the Marvel Cinematic Universe? Vin Diesel. Number 8. What actor from Los Angeles played Jim Morrison, Doc Holliday, and Batman? Val Kilmer. Number 9. What theme park was built just south of Disneyland and opened on February 8th, 2001? Disney California Adventure. Number 10. In population, where does California rank in the U.S.? First. As of 2021, the state has just under 40 million people living in it. The Geeky Round. Number 1. What is the capital of California? Sacramento. Number 2. In what national park will you find geological features like Half Dome and El Capitan? Yosemite National Park. Number 3. Who is the only U.S. president born in California? Richard Nixon. While Ronald Reagan was governor of California, he was not born there. Number 4. What city does Apple call home? Cupertino. Number 5. What was discovered at Sutter's Mill in 1848 that would forever change the history of California? Gold. The discovery would kick off the California Gold Rush. Number 6. What 2015 disaster movie gets its name from the Transform Fault that forms the boundary between the Pacific Plate and the North American Plate? San Andreas. Number 7. Prior to Michael Phelps, what swimmer from Modesto, California, held the record for most Olympic gold medals? Mark Spitz. He held the record for 36 years. Number 8. 3 of the 10 largest cities in the U.S. are in California: Los Angeles, San Diego, and what other city? San Jose. Number 9. What is the official state sport of California? Surfing. Number 10. General Sherman is the largest tree by volume on the planet. What type of tree is it? A giant sequoia. The Nerdy Round. Number 1. What California city was the subject of a miniseries in the 1980s starring Carol Burnett and Dabney Coleman? Fresno. Number 2. Born in Culver City, what actress from a long line of actors released her autobiography under the title Little Girl Lost? Drew Barrymore. Number 3. What prolific actor, born in San Diego, has starred in films like The Godfather, True Grit, and Apocalypse Now? Robert Duvall. Number 4. What native Californian actor and director served one term as mayor of Carmel by the Sea, starting in 1986? Clint Eastwood. Number 5. Born in San Francisco in 1883, what cartoonist became famous for his drawings of complex machines built for doing simple tasks? Rube Goldberg. Number 6. What type of clothing was created in San Francisco in 1873? Denim jeans. Number 7. Born in Scotland, who will you find on the 2005 U.S. quarter honoring California? John Muir. Number 8. What is the highest point in California and the highest point in the contiguous 48 states? Mount Whitney. Number 9. What is the lowest point in California and the lowest point in the U.S.? Badwater Basin in Death Valley. It's located 282 feet below sea level. Number 10. What city hosted the 1960 Winter Olympics? Squaw Valley, California, now known as Palisades, Tahoe. California is the only state to have hosted both the summer and winter games.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
And that's it for California trivia. Want some more trivia? It's the third largest state by landmass. It became a state in 1850, just 2 years after gold was discovered. Mount Whitney is about a three-hour drive from Badwater Basin. You could visit the highest and lowest points in the lower 48 in one day. I hope you enjoyed visiting California. As I said last week, it's where I was born. I spent most of my childhood in Central California, in Fresno. It's a huge place, and I know I couldn't cover everything in 30 questions. We'll definitely see more of the state in the season finale. I'll be back again next week with more questions from another state. Here's a clue. What state is home to the world's largest bookstore? We're running out of states, so I have to make these a little harder. You'll find out next Wednesday where our destination is. This has been episode 204 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. The music is by Jason Shaw at audionautics.com. This show was written, produced, and hosted by me, Brian Rollins. You can find me at thevoicesinmyhead.com. Thanks for listening. Immortality isn't just about living forever. Sometimes, it's about forever refusing to let things die. For his 15th birthday, David Rose wishes for things to go back to the way they were. He wants the nightmares to end, the bullies to leave, and the claustrophobic memories of his near drowning to disappear. Not to mention his surreal encounter with a mythical creature. He stands with his little sister Rachel in front of their mother's grave and pledges to seek the truth about what really happened on that terrible evening a year ago. But this quest for truth threatens to unleash a sinister plot centuries in the making. David must awaken in time to the incredible truth, to his newfound powers, and to the realization that to protect his family and survive in a world he's always known, he must come to grips with the dark secrets of a world he never knew existed. Evolved Publishing presents An Extraordinary Adventure Through Time, an epic tale of hesitant heroism, and the timeless battle between good and evil, in the first book in the David Rose series of young adult fantasies. The Awakening of David Rose, written by Daryl Rothman and narrated by Brian Rollins. Available now on Audible, iTunes, Spotify, and more.